Good morning, podcast audience, and welcome to a little different format on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. I'm going to share with you the Postal Service's new rate increase that's going to take effect October 18th. Please listen.
Washington, the United States Postal Service filed notice with the Postal Regulatory Commission, PRC, today of a temporary price change to take effect October 18, 2020. The planned temporary price adjustments are in response to increased expenses and heightened demand for online shopping package volume due to the coronavirus pandemic and expected holiday e-commerce. As a result of these changing market conditions, the Postal Service is planning a time-limited price increase on all commercial domestic competitive package volume from October 18 until December 27, 2020. Retail prices and international products will be unaffected. The planned price increase would go into effect at 12 a.m. Central on October 18, 2020, and remain in place until 12 a.m. Central December 27, 2020. The planned prices, approved by the governors of the Postal Service on August 6, would raise prices on its commercial domestic competitive parcels, Priority Mail Express, Priority Mail, First Class Package Service, Parcel Select, and Parcel Return Service. This time-limited adjustment will increase prices for our commercial customers in line with competitive practices without impacting customers at the retail level. In doing this, the Postal Service is protecting the retail consumer during a vulnerable economic period while increasing prices on commercial volume during heightened volume levels. No structural changes are planned as part of this limited time pricing initiative, allowing customers the greatest ease in implementing the new prices with minimal complexity. The governors believe these temporary rates will keep the Postal Service competitive while providing the agency with much needed revenue. The forecasted additional revenue from the time-limited increase will depend on the volume of packages shipped between October 18 and December 27 at commercial rates. If favorably reviewed by the PRC, the planned price changes include product current planned increase parcel select destination delivery unit, DDU, starts at $3.19.24. Parcel return service starts at $3.05.24. Parcel select lightweight starts at $1.81.24. FCPS commercial starts at $2.74.25. Priority mail commercial starts at $7.02.40. Parcel select ground starts at $6.92.40. 2. Parcel select DSCF starts at $4.37.40. Parcel select DNDC starts at $5.98.40. Priority Mail Express commercial starts at $22.75, $1.50. Some rate cells in parcel select ground will be charged less than 40 cents, so as not to exceed USPS retail ground retail prices. 19 pounds, zones 8/9. The increase will be 0 instead of 40 cents. 20 pounds, zones 8/9. The increase will be 6 cents instead of 40 cents. Oversized, the increase will be 0 instead of 40 cents. A full list of commercial pricing can be found on the Postal Service's Postal Explorer website, https://www.usps.com/business/prices.htm. The Postal Service has some of the lowest mail postage rates in the industrialized world and also continues to offer a great value in shipping. The PRC will review the prices before they are scheduled to take effect on October 18, 2020. The complete Postal Service price filings with prices for all products can be found on the PRC website under the Daily Listings section at prc.gov/dockets/daily. The price change tables are also available on the Postal Service's Postal Explorer website at pe.usps.com/pricechange/index. The Postal Service receives no tax dollars for operating expenses and relies on the sale of postage, products, and services to fund its operations. ##. Please note, for U.S. Postal Service media resources, including broadcast quality video and audio and photo stills, visit the USPS Newsroom. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. Subscribe to the USPS YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and enjoy our Postal Posts blog. For more information about the Postal Service, visit USPS.com and facts.usps.com. For reporters interested in speaking with a regional Postal Service public relations professional, please go to about.usps.com/newsroom/media-contacts/usps-local-media-contacts.pdf.
Now, there's a quick snapshot of the postal rate increase that's going to take effect on a temporary basis October 18th. I'm just going to say to you, when have you seen people increase their prices and then arbitrarily lower them back to the lower price at some time in the future? Understand that's probably not going to happen. They're going to introduce this temporary rate increase to the public and hope the public, as usual, don't follow along, and we'll be in February, March, and the prices are still going to be increased. But you got to remember, is that a bad thing? I personally don't think so. It goes back to the Postal Service's root problem. Are we a service industry, or are we a production industry? The framework says we're a service industry, but the new postal management, postal leadership says we are a production industry. We're here for a profit. So if we're here for a profit, hand claps, I'm sorry, you probably won't like this, to our Postmaster General, who has now orchestrated a temporary price increase. I don't see anything on the news saying that was a positive thing that Lewis did, but let one mail truck or one route don't get delivered, and we're going to put all that on Mr. DeJoy. So again, our Postmaster General has initiated a price increase, and you can say what you want to say about the PMG, but he's a mover and a shaker. And again, yes, I am still in support of him. Contrary to most of the opinion of my podcast audience, but let's keep in mind, and I don't want to make this about this whole podcast about Lewis, but let's keep this in mind. Postmaster General came in being a logistics company who dealt with the post office, and the first thing he attacked was transportation. And yes, I like the word attack because it shows vigor when you come to make a change. Not this, well, let's have a meeting to have a meeting, then to see if we need a meeting to talk about what changes are going to be made. He understood that I, as in the Postmaster General, understood the money his company made from the post office doing or finding loopholes, let's say. And that is the first thing he addressed. And his short time that he was allowed to address it saved millions, folks. But unfortunately, Mr. DeJoy, you have a friend that nobody really seems to like. And regardless of what you want to do in the post office, you're going to be viewed as trying to help your friend. Well, I personally am not in favor of your friend, but I think that if given the opportunity, you will turn this postal service around. Not trying to get political on my postal podcast, but I mean, it is my show. So I'm going to tell you, because I support a Republican as a Postmaster General, don't you even get that mixed up when I support the Republican Party. Let's get back to what I'm talking about. That's just Kenny Hodge keeping it 100. And I'm going to close this short podcast this morning out with some news that every postal employee should be aware of. LeBron James will bring the dynasty back to the Los Angeles Lakers, Los Angeles Knicks, New York Lakers, whatever you want to refer to them as. LeBron James is bringing the dynasty back